KZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Days from Election Eve, All Hallows Eve, presidential campaigning, Vice President Harris in Nevada and Arizona.
Phoenix, are we ready to do this?
In Albuquerque, New Mexico, Donald Trump.
With your vote in this election, I will end inflation. I will stop the massive invasion of criminals into your state. And I will bring back the American dream.
Mr. Trump's former vice president, who helped intercede in the January 6th riot situation, Mike Pence, at a public policy event at Dartmouth College in New Hampshire.
I said on the floor of the Senate that day when we reconvened, I said, the world is now going to witness the resilience of our institutions.
Pence says he's endorsing neither presidential ticket. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance have announced nearly $500,000 in funding to expand reproductive and maternal health care coverage. According to a press release, Wisconsin is one of 14 states to receive the funding through the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Expanding Access to Women's Health Grant Program. The OCI will use the funding to conduct a consumer survey, evaluate compliance with contraceptive coverage mandates, and promote access to the services. In a little over a week of early voting, Wisconsin has already surpassed 1 million total votes submitted. According to election officials, about 1.25 million absentee ballots were requested across the state for the November election, and about 1.1 million have already been submitted through in-person absentee votes and mail-in votes. Election officials are also reminding voters that all ballots must be received by 8 p.m. on election day to be counted, and they should only use official sources like the Wisconsin Election Commission website for voting information. Duluth officials say construction on the new seawall project near the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center is still on schedule. The project seeks to rebuild the failing seawall to make it more resilient and build connectivity between Bayfront and Canal Park. Officials say that the project is scheduled to be wrapped up sometime around June, as last year's mild winter weather helped crews get started on parts of the project early. The deteriorating seawall had led to sinkholes forming and flooding on the streets during inclement weather. A popular yearly event in Hayward is once again looking to the community for help designing this year's logo. On Wednesday, the Hayward Chamber of Commerce officially launched its yearly contest to design the logo for the Muskie Festival. The 75th iteration of Muskie Fest is scheduled for June 20th to June 22nd, and logo submissions must be submitted by January 5th. According to the rules, the logo submissions must include the theme of 75 years of casting memories, as well as the event's name, date, and location. Entries can be submitted online or in person. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In college hoops, the Wisconsin men's team with a 78-62 win over UW River Falls last night at the Kohl Center. Guard John Tanjay led the Badgers with 15 points, 2 assists, and was asked if these preseason games are helpful.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's something we all kind of expected going into this game, first game of the year. Coaches need a look from everyone. You know, we want to see what guys can do and where we can fit in as a team.
NBA, the Bucks on the road tonight in Memphis. They play the Grizzlies. Milwaukee looking to snap a 3-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers shorthanded at practice as they get ready to play the Lions on Sunday. 7 players, including Jordan Love, unable to go. Running back Josh Jacobs, dealing with a twisted ankle, asked if that's a lot for week 9 of the season.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, that's just the nature of this business, man. You know, you get later in the season, you have a lot more guys take a day or two. That's just this nature of this business.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. The snow showers that are around and the rain mixed will come to an end. It'll stay breezy, some clearing late, a low around 20. A sunny forecast returns for tomorrow, highs close to 40. Some showers return Friday night and Saturday. Right now it's 33.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. And I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, could there be winds of change blowing through the northern part of Wisconsin? We'll talk to Kyle Kilborn running against Tom Tiffany. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Schwabach.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Welcome to Nightlight. Great to have you here on this creepy... One of the creepiest nights of the year, and the weather is cooperating. I don't know what the deal is, but every Halloween, it seems like it's cold and wet, even though it's been a gorgeous fall so far. So, but I guess that fits the holiday, right? So wherever you are, I hope you're having a great day, having a safe Halloween, maybe dressing up. And I hope you're handing out candy, trick-or-treat. It is fun to see all the kids. That's, you know, it's kind of a scary holiday. But it is great to see kids running around so excited, just collecting as much possible candy as they can. Did you trick-or-treat today, Conrad?
I did not, no.
You didn't have time to.
Yeah, no, I did not.
You were here all day. Okay.
I was.
All right, so it is Halloween, and we're in the spirit. I am feeling the holiday, folks. I've got my own costume on. It's this costume I got back when I did some time earlier at a State Penn. I just kept the outfit, and I thought it looked great. Ah! I'm kidding, of course. I've never done hard time. But I have my costume on if you're watching on the stream. Conrad, how can people watch on the stream?
Yeah, so we're on Facebook, WGBW, or Nightlight with Pete Schwabach. YouTube, WGBW, or Civic Media. And on Twitter, Civic Media or WGBW.
Join us on the stream. Join us on the app. Join us old school on the radio. However you join us, just get here because we got a fun show planned. It is Halloween. It's a big holiday in America. I would say, where do you rank Halloween, Conrad, on the list of holidays in this country?
I'd put it four.
Four behind Christmas, Thanksgiving, and what?
4th of July.
Okay.
I love 4th of July. Because of the fireworks, obviously. But I think it's gotten better for me over the past couple of years because I started going with my brother up north. And his friend has a cabin on the lake.
Okay.
They bring the pontoon out on the little lake that they have behind their house.
Oh, nice.
And sit on the pontoon and watch the fireworks. So that's why I rank it higher than Halloween right now.
And then Halloween's 4th. It's tough. I hear you about 4th of July. I do feel like the 4th of July goes by. I feel like summer is kind of slow until we hit the 4th of July, and then it just cruises past. So yeah. As fun as the 4th of July is, I'm going to put Memorial Day ahead of the 4th of July.
Really?
Yes, because that is the start of summer. And I remember as a kid going, Memorial Day, first of all, it's a great holiday because of, you know, fallen soldiers and all that kind of stuff. But also... it's the start of summer. You got the whole summer ahead of you. And I still feel like that as an adult. I love having the whole thing. So I would go Christmas, Thanksgiving, Memorial Day, 4th of July, and then Halloween. So I put it 5th. But this leads us into our question tonight, folks. Where do you rank Halloween? Is it your favorite holiday? Is it your second favorite? 10th? Did it not even make the top 10? Where do you rank Halloween on the scale of holidays in your life. And you can give us your top three if you want. You could just tell us where you rank Halloween. Either way, that's totally fine. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Where do you rank Halloween on the list of holidays? Conrad says three. No, I'm sorry, four.
Yes.
And I say five. A close second. I say five. I don't even know five. I don't love Halloween.
Yeah, when I was younger, I'd probably rank it higher.
Yeah.
Because I just wanted all the candy I could get. But now it's like, if I have too much candy, my stomach's just going to burst.
Yeah, I'm sitting here full of doubt. I don't know. I think I might have overranked Halloween for myself as an adult because I'm going to have to think about this. I'll get back to you folks on this. I don't want to steer the listener wrong. But you're welcome to weigh in, folks. Let us know where you rank Halloween on your scale of holidays, and we will read it on the radio. And you can text us on the app, too. It is so easy to use. You can follow Todd Alba's state bus tour on the app. Click over to Nightlight when that's over. Text us. Text Dom, text Jane, text Maggie. They're all text Earl. It's so easy. Just do it. Get the app. It's so easy to use. And that's our question of the night. We have a fun show tonight. Of course, it's Thursday night, which means this is our popcorn pick of the week night. And giving us a popcorn pick of the week tonight at 6:35 will be TV host and host of Travel Tales podcast, Mike Siegel. He just took another one of his world trips, and I can't wait to talk to him a little bit about it before we get his pick. But that's the popcorn pick of the week. It's at 6:35, just about 25 minutes from now. And then our new friend, Mariah Gates, joins us. She is a Chicago-based film critic who writes for RogerEbert.com. And we are talking to Mariah because she is a big fan of Noirvember. So we're going to talk a little film noir with Mariah. I'm very excited about that. I have my own favorites, anxious to find out what hers are. And then at 7:35, this is exciting, from the show Parks and Rec and Bob's Burgers, Jenny Slate will be here for a little bit. I talked to Jenny the other day. We're going to play the interview. She talks a little bit about getting the vote out. But as usual, I took the opportunity to ask her some showbiz questions, too. So she was a fun guest and a lovely person to talk to, as was Adam Brody earlier in the week. And we've got clips from both of them. I like the clip we picked out from Adam's show. We kind of ran out of time the other night. I want to play that tonight. It's from the show Nobody Wants This on Netflix. It's a hit show, and it's a great scene between he and Kristen Bell. So we'll play that, and we've got a little Jenny Slate we'll throw at you in a few minutes. She's just carved out a great career for herself, doing voices, also acting in live action. And I was reading the other day before I interviewed her that she went to school, I think at Columbia, and got an English literature degree and just kind of fell into an improv group and bam, here she is, a big star. So that's exciting. And it was fun to talk to her. We'll play that at 7:35. So that's a show. That's a lot of show, Conrad.
It is.
You think we can get all that in?
I think we can. Yeah.
Let's do our best. That's all we can do. How you were here all day.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It went great. Actually, it's funny. This morning I was helping out producing Mino and the Mayor.
Yeah.
And Todd was already set up at the studio in Oshkosh. And Lisa
New
Hale
studio
was
in Oshkosh, yeah, right? It looks beautiful.
It looks okay. Great. If you were tuning in on the stream this morning, you saw it. Looks great. It
does.
But what's funny is that, so I get here at 5:20 and there's just a cup of coffee at the Keurig.
Okay.
Just full of coffee. I'm like, what's going on here? Did they like forget something? And then I get a call from Mino saying, yeah, we went over we passed the exit to Oshkosh. We're turning around in Fond du Lac right now.
I mean, it's like a 25 minute drive, right? No, actually from here to Oshkosh, it's closer probably to an hour.
Yeah, I'd say a little
Todd
less.
Todd does that drive every day, but.
Yeah, so they saw a sign that says Milwaukee. It's like 44 miles. Like, that doesn't seem right.
So they turned around and saw the sign that said, thank you for using the Illinois Toll Road. Oh, that's hilarious. I've done that. That is so frustrating when you go out of your way. And yeah, that's great. Were he and Jim driving together?
Yes. So what's funny is they called in to start the show. So they were on the phone for like 7 minutes before they got to the studio and then took over on the mics.
We're christening our new space by calling in from the car. That's so great. Love it. So yeah, you've been here a while. All right, I think this is time. This is a big moment on tonight's show. Our costume unveiling. Conrad, we've heard a lot about this jacket. You look like kind of a badass. I can't tell if you're going biker or fisherman, but either way, show us the goods. What do you got there, buddy?
Well, it is a fisher jacket.
Yeah.
Fishing vest.
Okay.
It's not a complete costume, though. I got it 3 years ago in Spirit Halloween. And there's not much to it.
Well, you got to turn around. Can you turn around? Show everybody the back.
Can you see it?
It says Master Baiters, B-A-I-T-E-R? Yeah. E-R-S. Fishing and tackle. So it's a very obscene costume that Conrad is wearing. He's putting himself out there. He doesn't care. He doesn't care who knows that that's where he buys his bait. He wants everybody. He's a walking billboard.
I wish I stole the hat because the hat made it complete. But funny story is I actually, when I first got the costume, I entered a Halloween like costume contest with this. It was like for like $1,000 or something.
In that vest?
And I had the hat.
Yeah.
Okay. And the guys who were judging go, all right, I guess that's funny, but you could have put more effort into it.
I kind of feel the same way as those guys.
I'm like, what do you mean there? I mean, you could have had a tackle box. You could have had a fishing pole.
A lure in your hat. Or, it is. Once you get past the joke
then you're
where
like,
it says Master Baiters, right. It's sort of like, okay.
Yeah.
You could have bought a pole, yeah.
It's the only costume I own.
Okay.
Because I don't justify spending money. I just can't do it. This was pretty cheap, so I was like, all right, whatever.
And it's practical. It's a vest. Yeah. And you probably raise a few eyebrows when you walk down Washington
definitely,
Street.
Definitely.
All right, so I am sporting this prisoner outfit, and I this is what I bought to wear when I took my kids trick-or-treating, and I keep it in a drawer, and I just break it out every Halloween. I kind of feel like the hat is like a shower cap, though. Is that kind of weird? Let me see if I can switch here.
It kind of looks like an old-timey sleeper hat.
Yeah, it does. And do prisoners wear hats like this anymore? Do they accessorize?
I think they when they go out in the yard, right?
Do they? Okay. Well, either way, it's a hat, and it's a darn fine. It's very warm, but I will say and as a guy, I don't want to speak for all guys. I don't like when people stereotype, but I feel really sexy when I wear a prisoner outfit. And I thought my wife would respond. Turns out we don't have the same fantasies regarding the pen. So I wear it, and I think I look great. I think it's a fun, vertical stripes are supposed to be better. These are horizontal, but I'm still rocking it. I feel it feels good. I got the pants here. I'm gonna stand up. So I got the whole thing.
I even strip searched
myself before I put it on just to get into the role, and I did a full body cavity search. I came up empty, so I think I'm good to go.
Tell me the backstory. Where'd you get it though?
Oh man, I kind of feel the same way you do, but I wanted my kids to see me in the spirit of the holiday. So I think I got it at like clearance at like Yonkers and Marinette, something like that. Or I want to say dollar store, but this is way beyond a dollar. Let's be honest. These are pretty boss threads. And I think, I don't know. Oh, it's almost time to go to a break. Okay. So we're going to hear some clips when we get back. We'll read your texts. It is, the Popcorn Pick of the Week, folks, coming up at 6:35 with Mike Siegel. Happy Halloween, everybody. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We're going to pay a call on the Adams Family.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year.
But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
What makes Wisconsin great?
Find out as Todd Albaugh and friends tour the state by bus, and they're coming to a city near you.
If people want to come out and say hi, first drink is on us, whether it's alcohol or not, and then some cheese curds, and we're going to be doing that all week long.
La Crosse to Eau Claire, Stevens Point to Appleton. Learn more and where to join them at civicmedia.us/whatmakeswisconsingreat.
The Todd Albaugh Show, a tour of, by, and for the people, all week, noon to 2. Matt Nair on air.
Darren Van Rooten, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
What is that?
This is Beetlejuice.
Okay. Thought maybe it was. Welcome back to Nightlight with Peach Wabba. This Halloween episode. This is our first Halloween episode. We've been on the air almost a year. We're coming up to our anniversary, but we've got, this is our first, I would say, other than last Christmas, this is our first big holiday we've sort of taken on. And we have, it's our popcorn pick of the week, folks, tonight at 6:35. Mike Siegel will help us make that pick. And Jenny Slate is here tonight from Parks and Rec and Bob's Burgers. Had the opportunity to talk to Jenny a couple days ago. We recorded it, and we will play that tonight at 7:35. Right now, I want to show – we have a clip of her work, right? If those of you who don't watch Bob's Burgers or Parks and Rec, we have a Saturday Night Live clip where Jenny was – was she hosting?
I just found the skit. I don't know if she was hosting or not, but I thought it was hilarious.
All right, let's hear – this is our guest tonight at 7:35, Jenny Slate on Saturday Night Live.
I hate my car horn. Does this happen to you? People go away because you got a bad, boring car horn? Hello, I'm Tina Chanos. Does your car horn lack flavor? Then come on down to Car Horns and More. Okay, here's what a regular car horn sounds like. What? No, that's bad. You need a custom-made car horn that speaks to you, like this.
Beep, beep. I am your car.
Yes. And that is my voice. Why should I not be? I'm an entrepreneur. At Car Horns and More, we got all kinds of car horns. Polite car horns.
Beep, beep. After you, Buick.
Old-timey car horns.
Ahooga. Jalopy. What?
International car horns.
Hong Kong. Bonjour. Great Poupon, crash.
And for ambulances.
Get out the way, a baby ate a penny. Oh my God.
How do I do it? I have a little help. Just ask my cousin, Kiki.
Hello, I'm Kiki Jean Chanus, and I've been in all kinds of crazy cars. Do you need a horn for a limousine? Moonwolf, minibar. Hello, driver, prom. Honk. What if you drive an airport shuttle bus?
Honk, honk. JetBlue. Bye-bye, Nana.
So the
accent was that?
The cousin was Beyonce.
What's this supposed to be, like, baby talk or something?
I don't know. it keeps going on for another like 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's
it's
very
great.
Funny. What else do you have of Jenny? We pulled Bob's Burgers, right?
Yes.
Who does she play on Bob's
Tammy.
Burgers? Tammy, that's right. Okay, so here is our guest tonight at 7:35, Jenny Slate, and a quick scene from Bob's Burgers.
A freak! Tammy farted!
Oh my God! My ears can smell it! Laugh fart! Laugh fart! Tammy made a flammy!
Brooks!
No, I didn't do it! It wasn't my butt! No, it wasn't me! No! Oh, ow! 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 That one hurt! That wasn't me! Yeah. I didn't do it!
All I can think of right now is people in their cars going, how old are they? But that's on national TV. That's like right up there with a Peter Griffin gas scene with, remember that one where they went into the stall and he said, oh, that reminds me of the time I outfatted Michael Moore. Yeah. And they go in and it turns into this like banjo dueling butt scenes. Very funny. All right. So Jenny will be here at 7:35 tonight. We will talk to her a little bit about why she's in Wisconsin. She did do a show the other night at the Orpheum in Madison, and we'll talk to her a little bit about her career as well. Speaking of Bob's Burgers, this was weird. Did you read this? Jay Johnston, who's an actor, and I remember this guy when I first moved to LA. He was at some of the same parties. We had a lot of mutual friends. He came from an improv background, might have done Second City. Maybe that's where I first met him, was in Chicago. But he was just sentenced to a year in jail for being a January 6th insurrectionist. Like, he was on Mr. Show, Bob's Burgers, Arrested Development. He had a great career. And he drove the day before January 6th and was not only just there. He grabbed a police shield and pushed back with a group of people and supposedly crushed a police officer who I think lived but was injured. That blew my mind. So Jay Johnston, you probably recognize him if you saw him. But he's going to do a year in jail, and no one's going to want to touch this guy. I don't care who you work for, whether it's an accounting firm, at Walmart. People, don't you think it'd be hard to get a job after something like that?
Yeah, I feel like it would.
Just doing time for anything is hard enough.
Yeah.
I've been under house arrest several times, but that's never really affected me getting gainful employment. So... But, yeah, it's weird when you know the guy because he seems so – I don't know him, but seeing him, and he just seems so normal. And it's like, wow, this dude, he went all out. Crazy. I saw this, too. This cracked me up. Onion headline that said, Starbucks opens in restroom of existing Starbucks.
Wait,
they're just everywhere.
What?
Starbucks – new Starbucks opens in restroom of existing Starbucks. Like, there's Starbucks upon Starbucks now. I don't even like their coffee that much. I have a question for you, though. Jordan Love did not practice today. I heard that on Mike's sports report.
Yeah.
At what point do you kind of get nervous? Like, he's already been injured once this year. Luckily, you have Malik Willis playing well in Love's absence. But at what point do you go... And whatever, it's a groin injury, right?
Yeah, I just think he said this is the first time he's dealing with one of these.
Okay.
And I'm not really worried. He says he's you know, he's taking his precautions, but it's not as bad as people think. So I'm not worried.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just, it's weird that you pay him all that money.
Yeah.
And look, he's a good guy. He seems like, I'm not trying to insinuate anything here, but to be injured twice already. And the knee thing was legit. No question about that. And groin injuries can linger. They're very irritating to have. I got a groin injury once just while I was sleeping. You have to stretch out. All right. So Mike Siegel is coming up next at 6:35. It's our popcorn pick of the week, folks. You won't want to miss this. Our question of the night, where do you rank Halloween? Where is it on your holiday scale? Conrad says 4, I say 5. Where do you rank Halloween? This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. We're coming right back after Civic Media's award-winning news team keeps you informed on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you're seeing things running through your head, who can you call?
Ghostbusters!
An invisible man.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matinee on Air.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. If you want to vote early in Wisconsin but still haven't done it yet, your window is rapidly closing. The final day for in-person early voting in most communities is Friday, unless your municipality offers early voting over the weekend. There will be no in-person early voting anywhere in Wisconsin on Monday to give election workers the time they need to prepare for Election Day. For details on when in-person early voting will be offered in your area, you should check with your local clerk. If you can't vote early over the weekend, you'll have to wait for Tuesday. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is urging residents to sign up for health care coverage when the open enrollment period launches on Friday. In a statement, Governor Evers praised the Affordable Care Act as a game changer for Wisconsin families, which saw over 250,000 residents sign up during the last open enrollment period. Governor Evers has also called for an expansion of Medicaid, claiming it would bring in nearly $2 billion at a crucial time for the health care industry. The open enrollment period will end on January 15th. After collecting nearly 300 submissions and narrowing them down to 10 finalists, it's time for Duluth residents to vote for their favorite in their first-ever snowplow naming contest. Among the 10 finalists are names like Sled Zeppelin, Blizzard Wizard, and Edgar Allan Plow. Residents have until November 4th to vote for their favorite name on the City of Duluth's website, and the winner will be announced on November 11th. The winning name will also be displayed on the snowplow at the Christmas City of the North Parade on November 22nd. A group of Duluth area renters took to City Hall on Wednesday for the unofficial launch of a tenants' union. About 100 members attended the event, calling for improved affordability, livability, and availability of housing in the city. Many complained that in addition to an overall lack of housing stock, much of the housing stock that does exist is far too old and in terrible condition. They also complained of mistreatment and a lack of communication from landlords when problems arise. The union seeks community-led solutions for the housing issues. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Most people who cause a nuclear meltdown while working at a nuclear power plant would likely lose their job. Not Homer Simpson. In last Sunday night's episode, it was revealed that despite his gross incompetence, Homer was never fired because his father Abe was a PI. The episode revealed that Abe's partner was taken out by Mr. Burns, who assured Abe that his son Homer would always have a job if Abe didn't snitch. I guess I should have spoiler alerted that. If you haven't watched The Simpsons, you've got 36 seasons to catch up on. The show airs Sunday nights on Fox. Bruce Springsteen is on record as refuting the Forbes info that says he is worth over $1 billion. The boss says he is not a billionaire, and it's because he spent money on superfluous things throughout his life and does not penny pinch. He also says he is a good boss and pays his chums in the E Street Band handsomely. Springsteen says it was never about the money, but always about making great music. He's done well on both fronts. One of these days, maybe he'll have Taylor Swift money. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. The snow showers that are around and the rain mixed will come to an end. It'll stay breezy, some clearing late, a low around 20. A sunny forecast returns for tomorrow, highs close to 40. Some showers return Friday night and Saturday. Right now it's 33.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Dom Salvia Show.
You always have to consistently, till the day you die, stand up and fight for those rights. You got to stand up for yourself. You got to stand up for your neighbors and your friends and even folks that you don't maybe agree with politically, that they also have the very same right. And anybody trying to stop that is going absolutely against what this country is supposed to be all about. I think more people need to stand up and say, you cannot stop me from voting.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll be live from Fox City Stadium, the home of the Timber Rattlers, a Trigvy Olsen of the Lincoln Project, your calls and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back, popcorn eaters. It is great to have you with us tonight as we explore another movie we should all check out and eat popcorn with. Sometimes we have someone on from an actual popcorn store. There are 12,000 of them in Wisconsin. And sometimes we just have a friend of the show or someone who's more of a celebrity make that pick. Tonight we have a celebrity who's a friend, sort of. Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike, how are you?
But which one do we put in quotes? Do we put celebrity or friend in quotes?
You know what? I don't believe in labels, Mike. I'm just glad to have you here, buddy. So
glad
how
to
are
be
you?
Here, Pete.
Yeah. How's
Pete,
it going?
I'm at a Halloween festival right now in outdoors. It's on in Redondo Beach, California. They have blocked off the streets.
Oh, wow.
Kids in costumes. It's fun.
Did you ever do the West Hollywood Halloween deal?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I did that
once.
Yeah,
I used to be in walking distance to it. So that was a huge night out. I mean, it was that was an all-night rager, that one.
Did you dress up today, Mike?
I did not dress up today. I came home. I was working on a cruise ship, and I got home at around 11 o'clock last night. And I'm still a little jet-lagged, Pete, a little tired.
So, okay.
We came here to meet some friends and look at the kids and, you know. But now I see all the people dressed up. I feel like a lame-o.
You could have just worn your boat clothes, Mike, and gone from as Captain Steubing or Gopher or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they put me in the uniform, Pete.
All right, Mike, when you take the stage, we'd like you to have the attire on, the proper attire for the Pacific Princess. So where did you go? You were posting from all over. I loved your vote. You know, you showed your ballot, absentee ballot. Tell me a little bit about, for the listeners, how, and this is not really a political show, but I just thought you had a great message about taking democracy for granted.
Well, I have been about 100 countries around the world, and I've seen a lot of different alternatives to democracy. I've seen like, you know, communist countries. I've been to monarchies. I've been to a lot of places that are kind of like, you know, lawless, where the voting is kind of a joke.
Yeah.
You know, there's no perfect place to live and there's no perfect government, but of all of them, you know, all the, you know, safest, freest countries in the world are all democracies.
Right.
And you may call them social democracies or our democracies, but they are. And of all the ones I've seen, I'd rather have a vote. You know what I mean? Where
right.
the people can decide their leaders, because people like to say, like, hey, Washington's a swamp. And
right.
yeah, if politicians are corrupt here, let me tell you haven't seen corruption until you can't vote them out.
Right.
And there's no corruption like a politician who doesn't have to run for re-election.
Yeah, no kidding.
So,
no kidding.
I would rather, you know, I just want people to take part, because one of the biggest bummer is that when you see our turnout numbers, and you'll go to, like, you know, most first world nations, and their turnouts for major elections are like 80-90%. And ours are really hovering around 50.
Isn't that crazy?
And that's a bummer.
Yeah.
And for local elections, it could be as low as like 10% for local
right.
elections and things. So it's just, you know, it's going to die by people not even taking part.
And you can't complain and call Washington a swamp and do all these things when we have 50 or 60% voter turnout. You just can't. That doesn't make any sense. It's still the best system. Okay, sure. People are people. They're human beings with human flaws. Vote them out. You know?
Yeah.
It's that simple.
It's not perfect.
Right.
And until when it goes away, you know, your grandkids will be sitting there. Wait a minute. You had a vote? You could decide?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, how did it get so bad? Well, we didn't really. Yeah, we didn't think it mattered.
Yeah. There was a Laverne and Shirley marathon on that day, and I just couldn't get to the polls, you know.
I mean, it's crazy that we don't do it on a Sunday. It's crazy that we don't have the day off.
Make it a holiday. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, which is the case in most countries, too. So.
Right.
You know. Get out there, people. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
Do it.
All right. That is my guest, Mike Siegel. And we're talking about traveling and being in other countries because he has a great podcast called Travel Tales. I highly recommend it. He has great guests. He talks about all the places he's been, where his guests have been, their experiences. It's very enlightening to a guy like me who hasn't traveled as much as I would have liked to in my life. I live vicariously through you, Mike.
And, Pete, you've been to Sheboygan. Come on. You've been to Manitowoc. You've been to Wausau.
Keep going.
Come on.
Keep going.
I'm trying to think of every town in Wisconsin.
Multiple times, Mike. I've been there multiple times, so I'm not. Listen, I'm not saying I'm not worldly, but I am Wisconsinly. I've been to a lot of places in my state here that I love. So we're gonna talk, Mike, about popcorn. What is your favorite movie snack?
It's funny, but I had to think about it. But you know, I actually, I only eat this one particular candy at the movie theaters and nowhere else.
Really?
And that's Raisinets. And a lot of people, Raisinets are a big dividing line to a lot of people.
Yeah.
I can't believe how many people hate them. I like raisins. I like chocolate. You put them together, buddy, that's a party. I love it.
I like raisins. I like raisins too, to a point. And I like chocolate. But I don't need that is an unholy union. I don't ever need to eat them together. And had I known this, Mike, I probably would have called Jimmy Pardo to be on the show tonight. No. You know, my wife loves Raisinets, too. People love that stuff. So why do you only get it at the movies, though?
Never. If I'm at a 7-Eleven or something and I'm looking over everything and I'm going, no, I'll get a Snickers bar or something. I will never go for the Raisinets, but put me in the theater, buddy, and they get the box and you rattle them around the box. Love it.
I'm kind of the same way with Goobers, and I can't even believe I order a product named Goobers because it's so repulsive. But I'm with you. Those are just movie snacks, but popcorn, and it started in the Depression, Mike. It was cheap, and it became, you know, they would pop the popcorn in the lobby. The smells would be out there. People enter the theater, and it's just like a sense memory. They're like, oh, yeah, the movie's popcorn. So do you have a favorite popcorn? Do you eat popcorn when you go to the movies?
I don't anymore, but I always did as a kid. And I like to butter on top. I've seen people butter the bottom. Have you seen this? Or butter halfway and then fill it again?
Yeah.
Double butter.
Right.
It's too messy. It's too messy.
I agree. It's like, just give me a bucket of butter and throw a few popcorn kernels in there, you know.
But honestly, when you talk about sense memory, you know how smell is one of your most, you know, powerful sense memories?
Yeah, for sure.
The every time, when the last days, you know, Sears, we all used to shop at Sears. When I was a kid in the 70s, we bought everything at Sears, right? It was like free, you know, there was no Walmart. There was no
right.
Sears was everything. We bought everything from our tools to all our back to school clothes, everything else. Right?
Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances.
All our appliances, everything. And so, but when we would walk into the store, I remember as a kid, they always had a popcorn machine.
Yeah.
And it would hit you as soon as you walked in, and, or me as a kid, for sure, they had popcorn. And then you would smell, and it would always be like there was the jewelry section and the ladies' clothes were always on the main floor. And then you would have to go downstairs for the tools and the sporting goods, you know, if I want a new baseball mitt. But the first thing that will hit you when you walk in is that popcorn smell. And there was a Sears in Hollywood on Melrose that is now closed. And in the last days of it being opened, I hadn't been in a Sears probably in 20 years. And I had to go there, and my old garage door opener, which was a Craftsman, I needed a new remote. And so I went to the Sears. And the second I walked in, boom, it hit me like it was like I was 10. I was 10 years old again. It's amazing. And was that popcorn? It was a popcorn smell.
Did you buy some?
I didn't. No. I did get a sweet remote, though, buddy. A sweet remote.
All right. That's good. I was just laughing because it's like, you know, do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything. Oh my God. And you
so
waited.
Great.
You waited for that Christmas catalog. You waited it. You waited.
Yes.
It.
Oh my God. Thumbing through the Christmas catalog was like the greatest thing ever. And I remember
like making a shopping list. You're making Santa's list right there.
Because, you know, Santa, as we all know, shops at Sears.
Yeah, darn right he does.
So okay. So Raisinets is your favorite movie snack. Or yeah. are your favorite movie snack? I don't even know how I would say that. But so what are you thinking, Mike? Do you have a movie pick? Do you have something ready you could share with us that the listeners might, you know, want to check out? If you do, don't say it right away because we have to do something. But are you ready?
Kind of, yeah.
All right. Conrad.
Did you want a Halloween themed thing?
No, whatever. We do this every week, Mike. It could be Halloween. Okay. Plenty of fine Halloween films out there, but it could be something. It could be Room with a View, Blue Velvet, Ghostbuster, whatever you got for us, we'll take.
All right.
So, Conrad, if you please, Mike Siegel is ready with our popcorn pick of the week. All right, lay it on me, Stretch.
I'm going to go with the original Friday the 13th.
Oh, he does go Halloween.
Which I watched in a friend's basement. And spoiler alert, when they jump out of the lake at the end, I leapt out of my chair like a moron. And looking back now, I mean, now we're so, I don't know, jaded with movies and everything like that.
Yeah.
I like to think I probably see it coming nowadays.
Right.
But man, as a kid, no clue. That messed me up, man. Messed me up.
Isn't it funny, though, that you don't see that coming as a kid? It's like, what? They're just teenagers swimming at night in a lake. That's the scene.
Yeah.
It's just we want to see them doing various swimming strokes. There's nothing bad going to happen here.
No, not at all.
Have you heard about this scene in Terrifier 3? This is like people in the UK were leaving the theater in droves, nauseated.
Oh, no.
And a couple people vomited. Apparently, this you remember the shower scene in Psycho?
Yeah.
That is apparently a love scene compared to the shower scene in Terrifier 3. Some guy in the movie, he has a crazy name, I can't think of it at the moment, takes a chainsaw to two people having sex in a shower, and they used something like 110 gallons of blood to shoot the scene.
Oh, God.
Is that crazy?
See, that is nuts. But, you know, people leaving, that's always like a great promotional thing. It's like, people passed out while watching it.
Yeah.
Banned in four countries. You know, they said that about every, like, like The Exorcist and things
exactly.
like that. I remember. But, no, I am not a horror movie guy, man. That's I have no desire.
Me
no
either.
Desire.
The movie scares me enough and freaks me out enough, but when I'm in a theater and there are people smiling watching that freaks me out even more. Not going to lie.
Right?
My guest is Mike Siegel. He is the host of such shows as If Walls Could Talk, What You Get for the Money. He used to host TBS's Movie Break, and now you can check out his podcast, Travel Tales. It's a great one. Mike, where do you rank Halloween? Thank you for the movie pick, by the way. That was superbly done. Appreciate your time for doing that.
Original Halloween?
No. The holiday itself. Where do you rank the holiday of Halloween? Let's say you got Christmas, Thanksgiving, the 4th, Memorial and Labor Days. Arbor Day is a big one, we all know. Where do you rank Halloween?
I rank it between. I'll put it 4th.
Okay.
I'll put it 4th after Christmas, Easter. What am I missing in there?
Oh, you
New Year's Eve? Now is that one? Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
There you go.
Kwanzaa, Easter. You're going all the religious holidays, and I. New Year's Eve, I kind of forgot.
No, actually,
about.
I forgot. I, you know, honestly, my favorite one is the one coming up this coming month, is Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
because it's just it's a day of being grateful, and it's not. There's no religion involved. Everybody celebrates it. It's just overeating, family, football, and I love turkey. So that would be my favorite. So I'll put that number one.
It's gluttony. And laziness. It's watching football and stuffing your face with as much food as you can. And what is more American than that, Mike? I ask you that.
God bless America, buddy.
All right. I've got some news to share with you about Homer Simpson. I would like to do that. I hope you can stick around for a couple more minutes past this very short break, and then I'll let you get back to your Halloween celebration there in Redondo Beach. Yeah. Can you hang for just a couple more minutes,
I
Mike?
Can.
All right.
For Homer? Sure.
For him. Yeah. Need I say more? Mike Siegel's with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? One out of nine Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, "I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?"
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba. That is, that's creepy music. Welcome back to Nightlight. We just did our popcorn pick of the week. Mike Siegel is our guest. Check out the Travel Tales podcast. His pick was the original Friday the 13th. It is hard to go wrong with that. That's a great pick, Mike. And he is at the Redondo Beach in Southern California Halloween Festival, but he did not dress up. Mike, I'm wearing a prisoner outfit. And I know, I went all out, i.e. had it in my top drawer, and I haven't used it in a couple of years, so I broke it out for the show. So there you go. So, Mike, I kind of teased Homer Simpson. There was a big story in the news as to why Homer Simpson, even though he's been responsible for a nuclear meltdown, has never lost his job in 35 years. Did you catch this? Did you see any of this?
No, right. I did not.
It's because they give you backstory, and I'm not spoiling anything. It already aired, but Abe Simpson, Homer's dad, hilarious character, used to be a private eye. And he had a partner, and Mr. Burns had Abe's partner whacked. And Burnsy, as I call him, said to Abe, "As long as you never snitch, you'll always have a job here." So that's why he can have accident after accident, and nothing happens to him.
I had no idea.
Yeah. So my guest is Mike Siegel right now. Jenny Slate from Parks and Rec and Bob's Burgers will be here at 7:35, a pre-recorded interview I did with her the other day. She was wonderful to talk to. And from RogerEbert.com, Chicago film critic Mariah Gates will be here at 7:05. So great to have you with us here on Halloween. Mike, what are the plans for the rest of the night? Just drink yourself silly and pass out somewhere on the street?
Yeah, you know, like Mom and Dad used to do.
Usual Thursday night.
A traditional Halloween.
Right.
But now we're just going to hang out here and see some friends and then call it a night early. You know, nice. We still have a little bit of a Dodgers hangover here. You know?
Yeah, I'm sure. That's exciting. Yeah. They were kind of, you know, I lived there for 14 years. They kind of became my adopted team. And that's the team my kids went to see for the first part of their lives. So,
I
love the Dodgers. I mean, they're not my first team, but yeah, I could always cheer for them. They're a great organization. No complaints about the Dodgers winning. So, all right, what movie are you most looking forward to seeing, Mike? There's the holiday movie season is right around the corner. You got Gladiator 2, Wicked is opening. Is there anything in particular you're looking forward to seeing?
Boy, that's a good question, Pete. I am not up on the new
ones,
although I did see that ad for Wicked, and I heard that it's like really long. Am I correct on that? And there's going to be a two-parter? Is that what I...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's like Scorsese long, but it's probably 2+ hours, I would imagine. Isn't it funny the guy that's almost 90 is the one who makes the longest movies? Like, it seems like you're kind of tempting fate there a little bit.
Yeah, no kidding, dude. Come on, let's get to the point.
Time is
expensive now.
He doesn't know. He's at Sears looking for Cheese Whiz and a belt.
A bologna and a shovel. Who was that? Was that Steve Iott? He was talking about Meyer.
Right.
4 a.m. I need a bologna and a shovel.
Oh, he's so fun. I've been trying to get him on this show. And he's he's fantastic. He's one of the funniest guys I know. But he's like, yeah, can I do it when I'm going to work in Wisconsin when I have a gig? I'm like, sure, but I don't know when that's going to be. So, Mike, let me ask you this.
To you, man.
Before I let you go, if you had to choose between watching a really great movie, a feature film, a couple hours long, or a season of TV that you could really binge watch, what would you do? What would you pick?
Well, that's tough. You know, and like people are always recommending, oh, you got to watch this Netflix show. Once I hear, oh, it's got 4 seasons. And then I start adding it up and I'm just like, wait, that's 10 shows a season.
Yeah.
That's 40 hours of my life I got to commit. And I like a good series, but I think it's been so long now that that a movie's truly blown me away.
Yeah.
That if I saw a really good movie and you're in and out, you know, 2 hours and it moves you, and I'd take a good movie right now.
That is exactly how I feel. I kind of feel like the amount of great movies that come out are few and far between. And
yeah, because all the best writing is now on TV.
Correct. And that's how I feel. Like, yeah. I just watched this. We've talked about this show on Nightlight here, Bad Monkey, which I liked.
Oh, yeah.
And okay. Now I'm on Lioness. You know, I'm trying to pick my good action shows or whatever. But, to find a really great TV show is tough, too. Yeah.
Slow Horses, Pete. Slow Horses.
Yeah, I know. I got to check that out. Everybody says it's
pretty
great.
Good one. And we got into that. And then you have thoughts on Only Murders in the Building?
You know, I watched 2 or 3 episodes, and it's not like I didn't. I'll be honest. Steve Martin and Martin Short, both very funny guys, legends. Love them both. I'm just tired of the act. It's too cute. We're friends, and we crack each other up. They're great. I can't really complain, but I should watch the show, but I just haven't gotten around to it. But I probably will.
Yeah, go for it. I mean, yeah. I think it's tailing a little bit because it is getting a little more. Meta and kind of cute for itself, I think.
Right.
But till he dies, I will watch Martin Short do anything.
They're both great. I don't mean to like, they're both legends. But Mike, thank you so much for making our popcorn pick of the week. So awesome to talk to you, buddy. Glad you got back to the country here safe. And
thank you.
I will see you at the popcorn machine at Sears.
Absolutely, buddy.
All right. Happy Halloween, Mike. Thanks again.
You too.
All right. Thanks. That's Mike Siegel. Check out the Travel Tales podcast. Very interesting podcast, especially if you don't get to travel as much yourself as you would like to. Mike just shares really fun experiences that he and his guests have had. So, all right. Very exciting. In just a few minutes after Civic Media's award-winning news, Chicago film critic Mariah Gates will be here, and we're going to talk Noirvember. If you love noir films, folks, you're not going to want to miss this. And Jenny Slate coming up at 7:35 from Parks and Rec and Bob's Burgers. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, heading into the final weekend of the campaign with our guests Jim Santel, Mark Jacob, Kia Vakil, Dan Schumacher, and the weekend forecast.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.